When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hello and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 in Accra. The bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. This afternoon, our Greek Minister Brian Echampon dismisses NDC's chances of winning this year's election in a fiery speech in the Bamia Eastern Region campaign, vowing that NPP will use any means necessary to retain power.
NDC for power. I'm on pill 2024 Apanu, and now you're winning that. But yes, I'm a question. You're not winning election, no. Me and Tia, and to my fire.
But the NDC has already been responding.
If he's a man, if he's a man, he should not have overpower his team. We will show him that when iron and iron meet, you will see fire.
We have this coming up. Also, SNIT reveals it could explore management contract to help turn around struggling hotels after planned sale was abandoned following opposition by organized labor. And later, Foreign Affairs Ministry denies NDC flag bearership's claims of strained relations with Burkina Faso under Akufo-Addo's administration. Details of these now. Agric Minister Brian Echampon, during the second leg of flag bearer Mahamudu Bawumia's tour of the Eastern Region, launched a blistering attack on the National Democratic Congress, saying that their prospects for winning the upcoming presidential election are bleak. Mr. Champon emphatically declared that no matter the strategies or efforts deployed by the NDC, the attempts will be in vain because the New Patriotic Party is resolute in securing victory by any means necessary. He made these remarks at their rally in Insawam.
NDC for Pell, Amu Pell, 2024 Apanu, and now you're winning that. Amu win NDC for Pell.
And so you heard there, Brian Echampon, he's the Greek minister, and to which he's saying that whether the NDC likes it or not, they'll never win the 2024 election, and says that if you go and check their record, they won't win. The NPP is bound to win this election, and they're going to use any means necessary to win it. He says they have pastors, they have imams, and even traditionalists, and if you do not understand, you can go and burn the sea. Well, the NDC already has a response for Mr. Brian Echampon at a rally in the Upper West Region. Deputy National Communications Director for the NDC, Malik Basintale, had this to say.
NDC for Pell. NDC.
Unfortunately, we are unable to bring you that sound. We'll bring it to you in later bulletins. Now, flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, says his administration will invest heavily in railway transport to facilitate trade and develop the economy. He added that the local industries will see a more reliable source of funding to increase production and create jobs. He is on the second phase of his campaign in the Eastern Region, touching base with Insawam Edwechui, Ayenswano, Isuhum constituency and other parts of the region. Max Okudeko reports.
Dr. Mahmoud Baumia said the railway system, if connected well, will facilitate trade within Ghana and neighboring countries, adding that the system will further enhance movement of citizens within the country and promote commerce. Dr. Mahmoud Baumia has been talking to the chief and people of Insawam as part of his second phase of the Eastern Regional Campaign. He said the Western and Eastern rail lines will be given a facelift under his administration, given the opportunity to serve. He also pledged continued support for local businesses to grow.
Insawam, one of my projects I may pursue me your power Ghana, your railway project. Railway, you know, is a game changer for Ghana. Young, especially two main railways, Eastern Line, the Western Line. We know Eastern Line, any Western Line railway program, no, be person me de me ni sihopa na ya ye program, no, railways na ebeboye in our transportation issues with commercial transport, no, passenger transport, railway, no, beboye. Then I be commissioner Nano Foods, Aztec, former Aztec. But I say, woman here, some capital injection. It is many MP.
Max Okudeko with that report. Now, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT, has revealed that it could opt for a management contract to turn around its struggling hotels. SNIT's new stance comes after it abandoned plans to sell its stake to Bryony Champions Rock City Hotel. Kofi Bwamponsem or Bosumpim Osafo Mafo is Director General of SNIT.
We could have done that, but you know, the first statement that came from SNIT was not signed, if we check. So we insisted that the statement must be signed. So in addition to the chairperson of SNIT Board signing the statement, they also wrote a letter to us. And that is what for us was important.
Unfortunately, that's the wrong insert, but we'll get you that later on. Now, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has firmly rejected claims by NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama that relations with Burkina Faso have deteriorated under President Akufo-Addo's administration. Mr. Mahama said the president snitched on Burkina Faso to the United States, putting the relationship in jeopardy.
Unfortunately, this government has created some tension between us and Burkina Faso because our president went and opened his mouth too wide. You saw the video. He went and was doing concern about your neighbor. We all are here. We are suffering. America called you small. And you are so excited. And then your neighbor, you are doing concern about him. You know. And so it has created some diplomatic tension. He went there, went and apologized, but still, it's not the best. So when government changes, we have to go and talk to our neighbors because we must work together.
Well, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration asserts that diplomatic ties between the two countries remain strong and cooperative. My colleague,
George Raffi,
forgive me, George. I don't know why your name escaped me. But what has the ministry been saying?
So if you go through the statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, it says that under the leadership of the president, diplomatic efforts have been consistently been directed towards fostering constructive and respective relations with all our neighbors, including Burkina Faso. And we recall that there was the ministerial visit to Burkina Faso in December 2022, followed by a visit by the president in 2023 that received the highest level of courtesy and hospitality and also reinforced the commitment of these two countries The ministry in the statement also cites that there has been the border commission of both countries composed institution, such as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lands, and the Police and Customs, among others, have been working together. It also talks about the fact that the National Electricity Company of Burkina Faso and also Ghana, they've been working together. So when you go through the statement, they cite several instances that the two nations haven't been working together as we speak right now.
Okay.
That actually defeats the argument that, there is no working relationship or diplomatic relationship between the two countries.
Thank you, George Weafe. Now we go back to our former story saying that the Social Security National Insurance Trust has revealed that it could opt for a management contract to turn around its struggling hotels. We can hear from Kofi Bosompim Osafomafo, who is Director General of SNIT.
I think that when we were engaging the public and indeed other stakeholders, one of the points that we highlighted at the time was that GBH Hotels, which includes Elmina, actually had a management company running it for a while. We do set targets for our management to meet. And as you would note, we are seeing some modest underlying improvement in Elmina's performance. As I highlighted, we are going to go back to the drawing board. We will consider all alternatives. We've started that process. We are not going to take decisions on the hop. We are going to take decisions that would be based on our analysis and that would inure to the benefit of the trust over the longer term.
And he had a Director General of SNIT, Kofi Bosompim Osafomafo. Now, Director of Renewable Energy and Efficiency at the Energy Commission, Kofi Ejiakor, is asking stakeholders within Ghana's education system to redefine and promote the utilization and development of renewable energy across second cycle institutions. He calls for more awareness to be created in involving initiatives within the sector. He spoke at the Energy Commission Senior High School Renewable Energy Challenge.
Creating real-world challenges and industry-relevant projects into the educational curriculum, we do not only empower our youth with practical skills, but also to cultivate a mindset of innovation and adaptability, equipping our students with tools they will need to thrive in an ever-changing world. Let us embrace this opportunity to redefine education and ensure that our students are prepared to lead and succeed in the industries tomorrow.
And you heard that Kofi Ejiakor is Director of Renewable Energy and Efficiency at the Energy Commission, bringing us to the end of this afternoon's bulletin. We apologize for the wrongs he said is as a result of a technical challenge. I am Amusi Nyamiche Thompson.
Joy 99.7 FM.
This is what the Olympics is all about.
Get closer to sport.